Hey guys, it's your girl, Kamara A. Meek, and I am so excited to introduce you guys to the next episode of the A. Unique Beauty Podcast. Woo! Today is a special episode. I have my friend, my mentor in Christ, Ebony Weston, joining me today. I am super excited to continue this conversation on identity. I told Ebony she can go all the way in when it comes to the word of God and delivering some people of understanding your identity in God and understanding who you are. And I feel like this conversation is super, super important. And I actually learned this conversation, like learned more about identity when I was on Ebony's prayer call every Monday through Friday. She has a prayer call at 6 a.m. called the Morning Glory Prayer. And so when I joined this prayer call, one of the conversations was about identity. And so when I like at this time, I was like, wow, I'm actually learning so much about myself. I'm learning so much about God. I'm learning about who I am to God. This is kind of insane. It's amazing. And I think a lot of people need to know this. So I called Ebony and asked her, would you do me the honor actually of coming on to the A Unique Beauty Podcast to share a great conversation about identity with the listeners, with the A Unique Beauties. And so I want to say hello, Ebony. Hi.
Hello, Cammy.
Hi. Well, Guan Guan, how are you?
I'm well. What's a gone?
Yeah. Oh, man. So, Ebony, this is a two-part series. The first part was with Mickey Taylor, and we got deep. We got deep on talking about knowing who you are and whose you are and understanding your identity in God. And so I wanted to, you know, I called you to bring you on and to ask you more so we could go more in depth with it and give like Bible scriptures and just to help people understand that. Because I mean, I think knowing all things, like we talk about all things beauty in God. And I think there is so much beauty, like with learning more about beauty, you have to have God because God is all things beauty. You get what I'm saying? Like he is the ultimate creator, you know? And so, yeah, I'm excited to start this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited now.
So I know that a lot of people always are asking about their purpose and understanding their purpose and understanding who they are. And I know that knowing your identity is something that's super important in order for you to walk forward in your purpose. So can we like basically like start the conversation in like, how do we figure out our identity to understand our purpose in God and our purpose in what we're supposed to do in this world?
Yes, no, absolutely. So first I want to say it's interesting that when we're speaking about identity, we want to make sure that we tie our identity with who we are also in God, right? Who you are outside of God is one thing, but you're such a force when you have identified yourself the way you have been created. So sometimes we try to find our purpose and what we have been called to do. Often we hear people saying, okay, so what is it I'm called to do? You know, I want to know what's my purpose in life. And oftentimes we'll find ourselves always just trying to figure out our place in life. Mm-hmm. But before we can try to figure out our place in life, I always think that it's so important and so necessary for us to find out our purpose even in God. Amen. Once you understand who you are in God, you're such a force. So for example, who you are as a brand, Kamara A. Unique, you're great, but who you are with God is such a force.
Yeah.
You have been created. When we just even look back, just talking about even like just going back to scriptures, talking about in the book of Genesis, we have been created in the image and likeness of God. Mm-hmm. So that means that I've been created to rule. I've been created to reign. I've been created to walk in authority.
Come on.
So when we can tie our being and our purpose into who we have been predestined to be, then that's when you can start realizing. Then you'll realize that at that very point in time that you are now operating in dominionship. You're operating in power and authority. And what you thought that you had outside of that is so much more. It's not even about a class. It's more so about your kingly being, right? Mm. Your priestly being. So when I always talk about, just really quick, just giving a quick testimony, if that's fine.
Of course, absolutely.
So many years ago, I personally struggled with my identity because of other people's insecurities, right? And that insecurity that other people may have been dealing with was then now projected and deflected on me. So in other words, who we are, everyone has standards, right? You have standards. Your standard is what people know you as. So your standard as carrying yourself a certain way, your standard as making sure that you're always presentable at all times. These particular things is what people know you as. So there were many times years ago, me having a standard, whether knowing what I wanted to do in life, knowing where I wanted to go. And oftentimes what would happen, people who didn't know who they were, they would then take that and try to make me feel as though the word that they would usually call is saying bougie, right? Mm. Whatever that means, right? Bougie, now that I've come into an understanding, just simply meant that you're now in a place where you understand your identity. You understand who you are. But at that particular time, I didn't understand that. And what began to happen is my success and who I was at its core, I would begin to diminish. Mm. I would begin to become inferior to certain things because of everything that was associated with success was looked at it was something negative. Yeah. So who I was never really, I feel like people really didn't get a chance to meet who I really was because I was always hiding behind other people's insecurities.
Yeah.
Right. And not until I allow myself to one, know who what the word of God says that I am, knowing what are my passions, what are my purpose, and I'm apologized for who I am. So when I realized all those things, I feel like it helped to cultivate me into who and what I am today.
Yeah.
So that's just a little, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel the same way too, because I feel like no one really, like I would pick up behaviors of people around me and think that and call that's who I was when I right. was when I like I didn't understand like understanding my identity and growing into the person that I got. Like, who are you really, Kamara? Like, who is Kamara? Kamara is someone that bigs up other people, that I'm like, yes, come on, girl. You know, I'm also that girl that likes to be quiet sometimes and I want to stay to myself. I'm also that girl that's going to be that friend that if you need me, I'm there and I could give you some word of advice. So it's like learning the different characteristics of who Kamara is and writing that down. And I think that's a good, like, I think we should be all doing that. Like, what's the characteristics of what do you see yourself as? Like the things that you know when it comes to you, it naturally comes to you, that authentic yeah. side of you. You know, because yeah. we could pick up different behaviors from others. And it's also with having friends. Like, I'm grateful for the tribe that I have now because, of course, you're a part of that. Because it's like the tribe I have now pushed, like, you guys pushed me to be completely me and you're okay with who I am, you know? Mm-hmm. And I could be like, yes, girl, I'm going, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And you're like, okay, girl, let's go.
Right,
you know, and so I appreciate that. So what do you suggest? Because did you like get rid of friends when like at that time, were you getting rid of people or was God doing that for you?
Yeah. So that's interesting because we hear people saying all the time, when you're going to a certain place, it's either a few things. It's either that people will go with you or people will begin to fall off. Right. Mm-hmm. I did not personally have to make that move. I didn't have to make a move where I said, okay, well, I'm no longer going to be friends with this person. What happened, what naturally happened, and sometimes I feel as though we fight against that. We fight for people to be a part of our destiny when those people were only maybe just an assignment or they were only there for a season. So sometimes we try to make permanent relationships in temporary situations, right? So I think that my relationship, let's just say with, I don't know, Rebecca, whoever, right? Yeah. I don't have a friend named Rebecca, but you get what I'm saying. Rebecca is something that, a relationship that was permanent when all along she was just for a season. So sometimes what I think that we have, what tends to happen, and that's the reason why we start to get frustrated within relationships, whether it's a platonic relationship or just a romantic relationship. We try to make permanent situations, permanent relationships in situations where God just said, hey, I just wanted that person to be a part of your assignment, mm-hmm. or that person was just supposed to be a part of your season. So I often like to break this down to make it very practical, right? So we know that we have four seasons throughout the year. That's summer, spring, winter, fall. Mm. Okay? We have four seasons. And sometimes there are relationships that are part of a season.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we say that. It's very cliche, right? Things are, it's just a season or a reason or a lifetime. But if we really truly just begin to delve deeper in that, it would even help us to navigate with certain relationships, whether it's a romantic or friendship. So in situations like that, I realized that some places where I was going, I didn't have to tell people I'm no longer going to be your friend. What started to naturally happen is they weren't dressed for the weather.
Wow.
They weren't dressed for the weather. So it can cause a certain level of frustration and a certain level of maybe even just feeling like heavy when you don't dress yourself for the season. Mm. So if I know that I'm currently in summer, I can't take winter with me because what happens? Mm. Imagine me trying to clothe myself with garments that are for the winter.
Yeah.
I would overheat. So I realized that there are some relationships that were never supposed to be permanent. They were temporary.
Yeah.
And it was a season. And when that season was up, if they weren't dressed for the weather, then it would naturally fall by the wayside.
That's some good tea. Because one thing I always say when I meet someone, like even if it's like a dating relationship, I always say, God, I don't want to date an assignment.
I say that. Yep.
You know, I want to make sure I'm not dating an assignment. Like, most of the times it's been assignments where I'm like, that's why I'm single right now. Tag my husband. But, it's one of those things where we have to be conscious of like, who is this person? Are you just for here for a season? And we have to be okay with that. And I think that's when you really fully step into your identity and trusting what God wants for you and who he wants for you, because you pick up different things from each person you get to know.
Absolutely.
You know, you pick up lessons, you pick up really good lessons too. What advice would you give to someone that's on that path right now of searching for purpose, identity, and trying to understand who they are in God?
Yeah.
And even if they don't have like how I have you around me, or you know, someone I could call and be like, remind me again what this word says. You know, what advice would you give to someone that's in that place right now?
Yeah. So one thing I would definitely say is to spend time with yourself. I think that contrary to the society that we live in, a lot of times we're so involved in the noise, so involved in the myths, so involved in just the hustle and bustle of things. To where, especially as women,
yeah.
we're so given, so nurturing. We're given our time. We may have children or have husbands, and just our nature and who we are at its core, we're designed to be nurturers. We're designed to be givers. We're designed to be fruitful and multiply. We're designed for these things. But what's so important is that you learn to spend time with yourself. And here's the reason why. When you spend time with yourself, you get to know who you are. And when someone tries to come and speak to your identity that says something that you are not or contrary to who you are, you know that you can speak against that, right? So if you don't spend time with yourself and you don't know who you are, then those are usually people who are constantly wavering within your identity. Mm-hmm. One minute you feel as though you're blessed, and then the next minute you feel as though you're inferior, you're living in lack. And then one minute you feel as though you can conquer the world, and then the next minute you feel as though, I don't know if I can do it. Usually those are signs. Those things like that, attributes like that, is indicative that those type of people do not spend time with themselves.
Yeah.
So if you spend time with yourself, you have less chances of someone speaking speaking into your destiny and calling you something that you are not. So when I spend time with myself, and just for anyone, when you spend time with yourself, you get to learn what you like and what you dislike. You'll be so surprised, Cam, like how many people don't even know the simplest things about what What type of food make them happy?
You know what?
Or what type of fragrances do you make you excited? Or just simple things. Why? Because people do not know who they are, and those usually are people who, when people start speaking against them, they usually crumble.
Yeah. I was like that too, because last year I remember I was like, I wonder what it is that makes me happy. Even though I spent a lot of time with myself, I never really like took the time to say, this is what fulfills me. This is what food I like. Like if somebody asked me, like, what's your favorite food? I'm like, ugh, well, I like a lot of things. I like this. I like that. I like this. No, I want to know exactly which is the one food that makes me feel really, really good. And then now when I answer it, I can say soul food does that. When I have some candy yams, mac and cheese, collard greens, fried chicken, and a little bit of piece of fried fish on there with some hot sauce and some tartar sauce on the side, that makes me mad happy. And potato salad. Make sure I got some potato salad. Like, that makes me so happy. I love soul food. You get what I'm saying? So, like, now I can answer that because I started to get to know who, like, I had to write these things down about me. Who is it that you, like, what do you like? What is your favorite color? Well, when my favorite color is gold. Why? Because it makes me feel, like, bright and shiny and, like, royalty. You know, like, that's amazing. That's what you're saying makes so much sense. And when I met you, because we go to the same church, Hungry for God, whoop. when I met you, it was something about your glow that I was like, who is she? I want to know more about her. You stood in this, I told you this, like you had this confidence about you that was like, wow, I want to know how she maintains that. I want to know more about her. You know, look at her family. Wow, they're beautiful. You know, like, it's something about her that's super inspiring. So I want to know, how do you maintain that glow and that radiance that you have on the inside? How do you maintain that with being a mentor to people like me? also, you know, you are a, you know, with what you do at work, what you do for a living, being a mom, and more importantly, being a whole wife. Because I ask you this at times, I'm like, yo, how do you handle this, Ebony? Because I be calling you at all times. I'm like, Ebony! You know? So, like, how do you maintain that glow within?
Yeah. I don't allow myself to get in too deep. So when I say that, I understand, like, even when we just look at even just who, I think I broke this down one time when we were speaking. So we have Ebony, who is the educator, Ebony, who is the mentor, Ebony, who is the mom, Ebony, who is the wife. So when I say don't allow myself to get in too deep, meaning I don't allow each hat that I wear to consume me. So when I'm Ebony, the mentor, that's my time. So there are certain things, certain attributes that I cannot, I don't throw down my, I can't throw down me being a mom. I cannot throw down me being a wife. Those are things that are going to, those are blessings, covenants, whatever you want to say that God has, he has given me. So I don't allow myself when it comes to things that are part of my assignment, so things that are part of my destiny. So for example, me being an educator, I know that when I'm educating, I know that this is what I have to give my time to. When I'm mentoring, I know that this is what I have to give my time to. So I realized one of the things that I personally learned, I put things in categories. Mm. So it doesn't consume me. So when I say put things in categories, is that I know that when it's time for me to switch hats to when I'm out all day as a teacher, as an educator, and I'm giving myself to 60, 90, 100 plus students throughout the day, I don't allow that to I do not allow that to consume who I am as a mom. Yeah. And I feel as though people, it's hard for people to put things in categories, that I can't bring the hat that I wear as an educator, even to me being a mentor, because then it won't work, right? There are moments when I'm dealing with things at work that sometimes it can feel like it can consume me. But when I realize that there are things that are part of my assignment, there are things that God has, my purpose in life, I make sure that these are the particular things that is, these are the things that for me personally, that I'm allowing those things to make sure that these are priority, right? Mm-hmm. So it's priority. So when I say how do I manage it all? I put things in categories. So when it's time for me to be a mentor, when it's time for me to be a teacher or a mom or a wife, I understand that I'm stepping out of one role and into the next.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that people try to learn 5 or 6 different things at once. So if I want to perfect, something, I can't try to perfect 10 things at once. So I perfect each category.
Yeah.
I perfect it. And I'm still growing and I'm still learning. But when I say perfect, meaning like me knowing, I've accepted it, me moving in it, me embracing it, but I put things in categories. So that's why when you say, hey, I want to call you, can I? There are moments I always say, if you text me, if you message me, then I'm there. So I put things in categories and it helped me set boundaries.
Boundaries, yeah.
People do not, that's what you call setting boundaries. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to bring one thing into the next category. I set boundaries.
Yeah. I love that because we do have to set boundaries. Even I have to do it like with Instagram. Like there are times when I'm like, I want to give love. I want to talk to people on the DMs and I speak to a lot of people in my DMs, but then I also have to, there's times when I'm like, I gotta get quiet. It's not personal. And I don't take it personal. Like I think it's one thing too, especially when you have someone that is so, that most of us look up to. We're like, okay, we got to respect like that. We're human.
Right.
We're human.
Right.
You know, and like compartmentalizing things and putting them in different categories and saying, okay, this is for this. This is the time that I got for this, because you still got to go and spend some quality time with Jesus, you know,
right.
So that you could like, okay, reboot and then go back and do what he told you to do in this world.
Right. But even with that, so
mm-hmm.
when we say we're compartmentalizing things, if we were to ask people, do we actually compartmentalize things? Truthfully, like, do we say these type of things, but are these things that we're intentional about to make sure that we're really truly walking into our full destiny, or really truly walking into our purpose, or really truly walking into things that God has created and destined us to be? Do we compartmentalize things? Is that something that people do? Right? So that's just, as I hear you say that, it made me think, is that something that people are intentional about?
Yeah. And I think the one thing I want to, I love that you brought that up, because I'm like, the one thing I want people to do when you're listening to this podcast is to hold yourself accountable, ask yourself, are you doing the things that you need to do to basically put yourself in the right path? Because I feel like I say to people like that go to conferences every year, you're going to the same conference, you're paying thousands of dollars for this conference, and then you're like still stuck,
right?
You're still stuck. So it's like I went to a conference last year and I promised myself that I wasn't going back, you know, because I'm not gonna sit here and pay thousands of dollars for a conference every year to get fed by this person and then go back and be like, okay, I'm gonna wait for her to feed me again. No,
yeah.
I want God to feed me. You know, like be that person that when you receive, like even with my mentorship with you in the past 4 weeks, I've grown tremendously because I say, okay, I'm not going to waste her time. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste the time that you're pouring into me. I'm going to actually go and do the studying. I'm actually going to go do the work, because the one thing I look up to you is that you actually did the work. And that's why you are where you are spiritually. Not saying that I'm in a low place spiritually, but just saying that I want to get, if I have goals of places that I want to go, I actually have to go do the work. And we have to do the work by holding ourselves, one, accountable, and saying to ourselves, like, this is where you're messing up. This is where you could do a little bit better, and not condemn ourselves, but also just say, you know what, girl, go, you got this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's actually one of the things too, that I think about, that people see. So you'll see an individual who have compartmentalized their life, or who have put their lives in categories, if you will. And that's just something that I personally, the verbiage that I personally use. People see that and people say, wow, you know, how is that possible? Mm-hmm. And they'll go and they'll ask people, well, how could you teach me? Could you help mentor me? Or could you, you know, help like just be a coach? And then you'll learn all the things. but then people do not apply it. So the application is so necessary. Yeah. You know, application is so important that when you go places and you see things and you learn things, that how are you not applying it to your life? Because if you're not applying it to your life, then usually you're not going to see any changes. And then you start thinking that it's something wrong with the other person. But when it's like the basic principle in terms of applying it, was never there.
Yeah.
So I think application is so important. And I think that you're definitely a great person who I would say that applies things. So you learn it, right?
Yeah.
And then you apply it. And it shows. The fruit is there.
Yeah, it's there.
The fruit is there.
Yeah.
Right? So you see that in your life in terms of who you are, in terms of your brand, and just even spiritually, is there. You learn it and then you apply it.
Yeah.
And that just reminds me of even in the Bible when it talks about faith without works is dead. So I can be believing all I want. If I'm not applying it, then it's dead.
Yeah.
Right? So you got it. There's some things that we can learn, and then there's some things that you're going to have to act it out. You're going to have to put things into action to be successful.
Yeah. Holy Spirit keeps telling me, ask her this question, which I wanted to ask in the beginning. So I'm going to ask you now. Who is Ebony Weston?
Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. So Ebony Weston. So I would definitely say this is, I don't know if you was at the conference a few weeks ago when we were speaking about just.
Which one? Yes.
Ebony Weston is a mom. Ebony Weston is an educator. Ebony Weston is a mentor, a person who loves people. Ebony Weston is a force to be reckoned with. Ebony Weston is very loving. And then in addition to that, who I am at its core is just a person who desire to see people's lives empowered, people's lives impacted, seeing people see the things that they know that they have been destined and created to be, that they actually begin to see it manifested. So I realized that God has given me the opportunity to see the qualities in people and help cultivate and bring that out. So naturally, I'm kind of aggressive. Naturally, I don't know if that's a little bit of my upbringing, just a little bit. But I realized that even who I was in the world, how God want, he still used that aggressive nature or that nature to see things change. He used that now for his glory, mm-hmm. where I have the ability to see things and then help it to be cultivated and help it to be empowered. So, those are just some things that I would say. But the reason why I asked you if you were at the conference, because this particular question came up. And the reason why I said that is it was very hard for me to identify myself as those things because of experiences. Yeah. So that's the reason why I kind of like went back to even the whole, you know, conference, just overcoming and knowing who you are and not being apologetic about your success, not being apologetic that, you know, God has created something great, not being apologetic about that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, not being apologetic that you are going to be the lender and not the borrower, not being apologetic that you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, not being apologetic about that, speaking to your destiny, speaking that God created something. He created something great. He created something amazing. And sometimes it's very hard for people to speak about the positive things in their lives when it's very easy for them to speak about the negative.
Yeah.
But I realize that I'm shifting that. And I'm speaking to not just who I am naturally, but who God has called me spiritually. I think it's an insult to call yourself anything less than what God created to be. If I'm created in his image and likeness, how do I not speak like royalty? How do I not speak like that God has created and destined me for something great?
Come on. That's some good tea. Come on. Yes. I'm feeling it.
Easy. But, you know, all things are possible. I said those things weren't easy, but I realized that what I deemed as normal. So sometimes we look at things like, oh, I don't want to say this, and oh, I don't want to say that. But then along the way, if we were to really take a look at those things, that the Bible even speaks about, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. You know how many people have a sorrowful heart about being blessed?
Yeah.
people, right? But yeah. That's your identity. You have been created. You have been created to be blessed. You have been created to walk in dominion. Dominion yeah. doesn't mean that you're walking in lack and in poverty. That's not who you have been created or destined to be.
Yeah.
Right? So you've been called to be fruitful. You've been called, like, again, to be the lender and not the borrower. So sometimes it's very hard for people to even associate themselves and walk freely within yeah. their blessings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. That's some good tea. So what can you give for someone to build that spiritual muscle? You know, because I feel like in order for us to really walk into that, we have to start building that muscle with God. We have to start having that conversation with Him and building the relationship with Him so that we can walk fully into who we're called to be, especially through Him and seeing who we are. Like I feel like people like to talk about God, but it's like more about like, nah, let's talk about the relationship that God wants you to have with Him. You know, so what do you suggest for, like, what advice can you give to help someone build that spiritual muscle so that they can say, nah, because like if somebody asked me about my relationship with God, I'm like, I'm His best friend. Like, me and Jesus is best friends.
Friends.
We best friends. Like, when we see each other, it's like, best friend! Like, that's how we are with each other. I know I'm a lot. But that's just really my relationship with God. So what advice can you give for someone to help build that spiritual muscle so that they can be best friends with the Lord?
Yeah, best friends. We are definitely friends of Jesus, right?
Amen.
So I would give four things. I would give four practical tips, and I'm gonna name them. One would be identity, and I'll kind of explain identity, mm-hmm. transparency, mm-hmm. honesty, and authenticity. Mm. And the reason why I name them as such, and just I would also make sure that they categorize that as such, is because these are the things that will reveal your God nature even further. So when I say identity, going, although this is something that we're talking about, but not seeing yourself exactly how He created. If we can realize, if we were to just take one moment to just think about just the nature of God and who He is, we will see that what we have been created and destined to be is something more than what we can even fathom. I think that our identity sometimes outside of God is limited, right? We put limits on who we can be. We put limits on even our careers. We put limits on our success. But one thing that I would definitely say is that practicing knowing who you are is so important, right? Going back to when you know who you are, then people cannot come and take you outside of what God had said that you would be. Mm-hmm. Then the next thing would be transparency. So I think that transparency, even with yourself and then also to the Father, right? Confessing certain things that you might even be feeling, mm-hmm. right? Confessing those moments where you're not feeling as you are, you're feeling inadequate. Confessing those moments when you're not feeling as though, you know, you're capable of doing the things that you have been called to do. Living a transparent life is so important. Another thing I would just say is just honesty. Honest about your time. Honest about your time. Being honest about even the people that you may have, like, within your community, within your circle. And then the next thing I would definitely say is authenticity. So authenticity is so important because a lot of times we hide and mask behind so many failures that we truly don't even know who we are outside of that. Mm-hmm. So for years, I know for a fact that there were things that I thought that was a part of my identity, when the reality is these are just some things and attributes that I've learned along the way. Mm. So being authentic about your shortcomings, right? Being authentic about who you are, right? So I would just say that those are just some pointers that I would give, like identity, knowing who you are, being very transparent, unapologetic about who you are, because that's so necessary, right? Then also the honesty and being authentic about, you know, your shortcomings. So.
I love that. This is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So this is my last question that I like to ask. And that question is, what makes you a Unique Beauty?
So First and foremost, A Unique Beauty. So as everyone know that A Unique Beauty is definitely all things beauty in God.
Yeah.
And right, which is to me is honestly something that's just fabulous, right? Yeah. I would definitely say just being knowing who I am in terms of like God, but then also just allowing that to shine. So one thing I can say that in terms of what I definitely see that you're doing and how God is even using you is that what you have is just not for you. But the beauty that you share and the passion that you have just for women at large is something that you are willing to give away. So I would say one thing that would make me an A Unique Beauty is just that what I have, I'm willing to give away.
Amen.
Right. So I definitely hear you say that often. And I see that you invest your time, right? You have your moments, your lives up, and you're giving things away for free. And that's like, what I have, I give unto thee. And that's one thing for me that resonates when I think about even just your whole brand, like what you have, you're giving it away. You want to uplift women, you want to empower. So, And I definitely share that same thing, wanting women to be empowered, wanting women to know who they are, wanting women to see themselves as being fearfully and wonderfully made and not holding back, but just to know that there's room for everyone to shine. So that would be some things that, you know, I would say it's room enough for everybody.
Amen. Yeah, there is.
It's room for everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's something that I would, you know.
And there's two more things I want to ask you. It's, where could they find you? So where could the A Unique Beauties find I am Eb West. She's mine right now, though, but I can share you.
Yes.
So where could they find you on social media and, you know, mentorship, coaching, you know, what are you working on? You know, anything that you're working on at the moment, too.
Yes. So I am actually in the process of starting a whole coaching session. People can actually find me on Instagram. I am Eb West, or you can also find me on Morning Glory, DM me. So some things personally, again, that I'm working on is just a mentorship program, also a coaching program where helping people to be empowered and living the lives that they have been destined to be, not the lives that they have just accepted, but really pushing towards being everything that God has said that they can be, right? Mm-hmm. And not going and not leaving this earth full, but making sure that, you know, we leave legacy.
Yeah.
Pushing people to look at wealth, pushing people to just pretty much live that life that they have been destined and created to be. So those are just some things, really just working towards more so building the mentorship program and the also coaching program.
Yeah.
So,
And you've done a good job with me so far. So I'm like, sign her up, sign up. And the last thing I want to ask you is if you could pray us out of here.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. And you can go all the way in.
Yes, Kim is amazing.
You ain't got to hold back. All right.
All right. So, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We glorify you for just being a God who is the creator of heaven and earth. Mm-hmm. Father, I thank you that you have created us to be in your image and in your likeness, Father, and yet you have said that we shall have dominion over the earth. So, Father, that every listener who will listen to this podcast, Father, I pray now that they will begin to step into the identity that who you have called them to be, what they are destined to become, Father, that they will walk into it boldly. Father, I thank you that doors will begin to open wide, Father, that we will understand that, Father, we have been called to be the head and not the tell, above and not beneath, that I declare and decree that people will be the lenders and not the borrowers. Father, I thank you, God, that in this season that people will begin to understand who they are, what they have been created to be. And then also in this season, Father, that your light is beginning to shine, that people will see themselves the way you have intended it before the beginning of the world. Father, I pray now that you will release your glory, that you will release, oh Father, who you are and what you are doing even in the earth. Father, I thank you, oh Heavenly Father, that not only is it that your people will see themselves the way you created them, but Father, that they will act activated. I call activated faith now, that Father, not only will we will walk by faith and not by sight, God. I thank you, God, that people will not be apologetic for their callings, for their anointings, for their giftings, for their successes, Father. But that in this season, that people are raising up and knowing that, God, that you have called them to be a force to be reckoned with, and knowing that with you, that they are everything. So may you continue to reveal identity and purpose and destiny unto your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. This is awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so, so much, Ebony, for your time. I thank you for this amazing, 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 like, podcast interview. I am so honored to call you a friend. I'm so honored to call you a mentor, Ebony. And you guys, please subscribe. Please shout it out. Please share with your friend. Tag a friend. Tag a sister. Tag a cousin. Tag your husband. Tag my husband. Tag whoever you know. to share this this live recording with this podcast recording with them, and I will see you guys next week. All right, later.
Later, boo.